You're listening to Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Grant Jones, head of the Knights of the St. Peter Claver lay Catholic organisation, spoke to us about the heroic ministry of the 17th century saint who dedicated most of his life to caring for African slaves and advocating for the abolition of the slave trade. His comments came just ahead of Pope Francis's visit on Sunday, September the 10th, to the shrine of St. Peter Claver and to the church named after him, located in the Colombian city of Cartagena. Grant spoke to me earlier.
St. Peter Claver, who was from Spain, became a Jesuit priest. And when he was in Cartagena, or in South America, he viewed the slave ships coming from Africa as that was a landing point, for slaves coming from Africa. And viewing the conditions that they were being treated, he was inspired to help them and then later devote his entire life to basically serving the, the enslaved or the people who were treated unjustly. So, that was his motivation for dedicating his life to his cause.
Can you tell me something about how horrific exactly were the conditions in the hold of these slave ships that brought these men, women, and children over from Africa?
Well, essentially, the slaves were in the holds of the ships almost stacked up like cordwood, side by side, maybe with 5 or 6 inches above the person on top of them, essentially almost like cattle. There was no air circulation. People became ill. They're just in their own bodily fluids, and just horrific. And a large percentage, estimates as many as 50% actually perished on the journey from Africa to this hemisphere.
St. Peter Claver was a trailblazer, wasn't he, when it came to caring passionately about human rights at a time in a history when presumably most people viewed these African slaves as barely human? Would it be fair to say?
Yes, that is fair to say. But him seeing the human spirit in these poor, unfortunate people that were being treated this way, he ministered to them their physical needs, nursing them back to health, but then also in the process, he exposed them to Catholicism and to Christianity, and it is said that during his mission that he actually Christianized, is the word that we use, over 300,000 Africans during that period of time, actually bringing Africans into the Catholic faith.
What do you find particularly heroic and inspirational about St. Peter Claver's ministry?
Well, what was heroic about it is the fact that he came from well-to-do noble parents of Spain, and he could have had any cushy assignment within the church, but he actually chose to come to that area. And then also it was at a time where he could be shunned, and actually was shunned by the rest of society for his engagement with the African slaves. So in other words, he went against the grain and bore personal sacrifice to his reputation to a certain extent to help the underprivileged.
How would you evaluate the impact of Pope Francis's trip to Colombia, during which he's visiting St. Peter Claver's shrine and the church named after him? Do you believe this papal visit will help to give a higher profile to the figure of this saint?
Absolutely. As a member of the Knights of Peter Claver, named after St. Peter Claver, a lot of times, even within the Catholic community, I'll be asked, well, who is Peter Claver? I've never heard of him. And of course, we have to give the same information I'm giving to you. And we actually have little prayer cards that we hand out that give a little information on St. Peter Claver. So just with the Pope's popularity and him being kind of a populist type Pope, which is really focusing on serving the members of the church as opposed to a more hierarchical type pontificate that he's had, yes, certainly his focus on the underprivileged and the needy will do two things. It will shed light on the conditions that exist in that country, but then also that patron saint. So I certainly 100% agree that his visit will enlighten the world on St. Peter Claver as far as people's knowledge of him.
How would you sum up St. Peter Claver's legacy in Colombia, but also in the rest of the world?
Well, that's kind of hard to sum up his legacy because a lot of his work is still going on, or the conditions that caused for him to start his ministry still continues. But to answer your question more directly, those in South America, particularly in Cartagena, and we actually have members that are on San Andres Island off the coast of Bogota there. St. Peter Claver is certainly well known to them because they were directly impacted by his ministry. So his legacy is basically a patron saint to the enslaved or the underserved. So that's what he's known for. So anyone who is knowledgeable about St. Peter Claver, when they hear his name, they think about someone who served the underprivileged and enslaved.
And why was it decided to set up the Knights of St. Peter Claver? And if you could sum up briefly, what is your mission?
Well, our mission is to basically continue service to the church and service to mankind. Our organization was founded in 1909 by a group of Catholic Josephite priests and three laymen, basically for the purpose of forming a Catholic fraternal organization for men as a means of keeping men in the Catholic faith, particularly men of color in the Catholic faith at that time. In 1909 in the United States, that was during a period of time of segregation, and African Americans were not, or people of color in general, were not allowed to join other Catholic fraternal organizations. So the priests, Josephites, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with their mission. Their mission is essentially along the same lines of St. Peter Claver. They serve African American and Indian parishes as their vocation, and they saw a need for this in our community, so they assisted us in forming our own fraternal organization. So, you know, we help support different charitable causes. We support the parish priests and the parishes in which we have units, and that's our whole mission, is to serve the church and to serve mankind in tangible ways as well.
I was speaking there to Grant Jones, Executive Director of the Knights of St. Peter Claver organization.